This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's what we do every once in a while where we get a couple on here and we either make their relationship better or, let's be honest, much worse.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate.
What do we have?
As always, we have a lovely couple today. Yeah. John and Lisa are joining us, and they want to, well, one of them wants to stop a wedding.
Oh, boy.
So okay. we can help with that.
Yeah, that feels like our wheelhouse, so we're not breaking them up. That's good news.
Yeah.
John, you won the coin toss. You get to go first here.
Yay!
Yay! What's going on with the wedding stoppers?
Well, I wouldn't say we're wedding stoppers. We're just wedding curious if we should stoppers, I guess.
Okay.
My daughter, her boyfriend, they live in Los Angeles. They're planning on coming in to visit in a few weeks, and I'm pretty sure that the guy is gonna ask for my blessing, and. Here's the truth. Like, they've been on and off again for years, and I can't tell you how many times our daughter has needed like comfort from the two of us because she's been so distraught over the drama.
Yeah.
And I don't want to give my blessing. Don't think
you're saying if he were to say, "Hey, John, let's go hit some balls on the driving range or something," and then he's like, I want to ask you something. You're going to hear him out and then go, no. You'd literally say no.
Well, I mean, I think I'd probably have a little more context than that, but I'd say I don't think this is the, I think y'all have proven that, that this might not be the right relationship for one another. Mm. Like, isn't that what a good father is supposed to do? You know? I mean, here's the truth. My wife, she's not really a big fan of the boyfriend either. So that's why I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Okay,
well, I just want to get it on the record
of saying on the record, like, you don't think this is.
So you can say I told you so later.
That's a terrible way to look at it. No, but just to be able to be like, I'm your dad and I love you and I'm looking out for you.
Let's get your wife in here. Lisa,
right.
Hey, yai.
Yai.
Do you, I mean, you get to give your side, but did he misrepresent you? Do you not like this guy as well?
No, I agree. This guy's kind of a loser, and I think she could do better for sure.
Okay. Mm. But then why don't you want John to tell him no?
A couple of things. So first, I feel like we could maybe kind of start fresh, clean slate. Maybe he'll step up and maybe we can build a better relationship with this guy. But then the other side of it is telling him no, like, it's not going to stop them from getting married, right? So what are we going to accomplish with this? Like, we might not get invited to the wedding. That's what we could accomplish. Or worse, they could cut us out of their lives. Like, these are the stakes we're dealing with here, you know?
Is your daughter the type of person to do that?
Not necessarily, but you never know these days. It's a popular thing to do. And also, what if he gets in her head? If he's the one who's we said no to, not her, then I feel like he could maybe control that. Yeah.
You don't think there's any... No, I hear what you're saying, and trust me, I'm not arguing with you, because I hadn't really thought about it that way. Like, if somebody asked me a yes or no question, hey, is this food suck? You're going to go like, yeah, it kind of sucks. Unless you're trying to be nice or whatever, but like, hey, am I worthy of your daughter forever? It's like, honestly, no. Like, but but if that means losing your daughter by telling the truth, I understand why you'd lie, but wouldn't you want to prevent your daughter from making a mistake?
Or maybe it kind of lights the fire under him and he realizes, oh, I haven't been a great partner.
Yeah, but there's something about the daughter, like, they've been on again, off again, like John said. So she, I don't want to say he has a hold on her, because that sounds negative, but like, they are in love or whatever. They have this story, this romance. And I don't know that once you're wrapped up in something like that, do you ever pick your parents and what and their advice over?
Let me get the phone number in. 303-222-5423. Text us or call us. Pick a side. Tell the truth and say no, or lie to keep the peace. What were you going to say, Lisa?
I was going to say that, like, you guys mentioned mistake. This is her wedding, and it's her mistake to make if she's going to make a mistake. You know, it's not ours to tell her.
Would you guys help with the finances if you don't approve?
Ooh.
No.
That's a tough one. We haven't discussed.
I'm just curious.
I think we
they haven't asked.
Yeah, I see both sides. Because I have a daughter now who's hopefully a long ways away from getting married. But it seems like I kind of agree. Like, if you have not, right? I mean, John, I don't think you're just picking this. You're not picking on this guy. He's shown you through these years the type of person he is, the type of relationship he has. And if you don't approve,
and
I think
your daughter has told you.
Yeah,
like, if she didn't hide it, you're not like had a private investigator follow them. She has said, he's a jerk, I'm hurting, we broke up. And then it's like,
we're back together, and then repeat.
Yeah, so I kind of lean towards that. Like, at least tell him the truth. Tell him, no, I don't give you my blessing. I don't like this.
I don't want to be weird, but did it?
I was thinking that too.
When you asked T-Hack, did he say no? Or did he say...
He didn't quite give me an answer. He said I had to talk to her mom. So it was kind of a pot. We're going to table this conversation for when the boss comes.
What did you think in that moment, though? Did you think, like, oh, I need to be better, or that's weird?
I couldn't have been better.
Honestly. Okay.
No,
yes.
I was nervous. I was very nervous. But I think he was kind of doing the right thing for him. He's like, well, I don't want to sign off on something without running it by my boss. And they have a great, I mean, they've been together
wife
forever.
Is what you meant.
Wife. Sorry. Yes. Yes, of course.
Wow. Wife. We got a lot of insight into the hack house right there. John, love the honesty. Lisa, I love that you're being honest that you don't like him. Like, so you'd rather just lie in that one moment to save a relationship with your kid.
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds about right.
Okay. We're going to get a jury, but you guys are good. Hang on. We'll let you interact with these guys and we're going to figure out what the right thing to do is. You know, I don't have a problem with lying, but like, when it comes to my daughter, if some loser came up to me and was like, yeah, man, want to make an honest woman of her. Like, how do I not throw punch him?
That's the thing, is she's going to make her own choice, and you just have to make sure that you are there for her after, whether it's good or bad.
Can't I be on the record? I'm not doing it for that. I told you so. I swear to God.
And that is just like, I don't know, a cynical way to look at it or whatever. But it is important that I think you do share, hey, I think you can do better.
Or do you just tell her? Look, listen. He just asked and I said yes, but I want you to know. I don't know what the right
answer is. I'll run out of the church with you.
But it's almost not a I told you so later on, but it's kind of like, If you find out that your spouse is cheating and you find out, oh, all my friends knew, oh, nobody said anything, and you get to go,
I actually did.
I did. It's not I told you so, but I was there and I was
I've always been
looking out for you, and you're my daughter. I mean,
all right, so are we if this guy asks, can I have your daughter's hand in marriage, what should John do? Mm-hmm. John's like, he wants to say no. Lisa's like, I agree, but if we do that, we lose our daughter.
Yeah.
What would you do? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're in the middle of a great mate debate between John and Lisa. This is an interesting one. They've got a daughter who's in an on-again, off-again relationship with a dude. He breaks her heart every once in a while, and then they get back together. Unfortunately, they're coming out here soon, and they believe the dude is going to ask for her hand in marriage. And John wants to be honest and say, nope.
Not allowed.
But Lisa is like, hey, if we do that, we'll lose our daughter. We'll lose everything.
Yeah.
Which is kind of true. Like, if you got your heart set on marrying somebody, that parental permission.
It is kind of a funny thing, but to me, I'm looking at it as the support of the people around me, because they might see something that I don't see. I hate to say this. Not a lot of people liked my ex. And I was like, no, you're not seeing, like, you're only hearing the bad stuff.
Right.
They were right.
Right. Like, I know your father's passed, so I'm not trying to be rude when I ask you this question, but like, does your generation think this whole asking the parents is antiquated anyway? Do you even care about that?
I think
that?
It's a mix.
Because it seems so stupid.
No, because it's like, I like that you care enough to ask my parents, but I don't necessarily care what my parents say.
Oh. No, I get. No, that makes sense. Ask, and if it's the right answer, then we accept it. And if it's the wrong, then we don't care anyway.
Yeah.
All right, John, Lisa, we've got some jury members on here, so let's figure out if we're telling the truth or we're going to lie. Mike?
Yay.
Yay. Whose side are you on?
John's.
Okay, why?
Well, I had a very similar thing happen with my daughter and my son-in-law, who are still married. But in his case, he didn't bother asking me at all.
Mm.
And so the interesting part for me is I had a conversation with him, but I gave him the reasons why.
Okay.
I wanted to know he was going to be able to take care of my daughter based on what I had seen. I didn't see that as what he was going to do. And he didn't give me the opportunity to share that with him. And unfortunately, we have two grandchildren with them.
Oh, God.
And we see them, but I have almost no relationship with John, but I still have a relationship with my daughter, and I let her know that I was going to have that conversation.
Wow.
So
you just wish you could have been more honest in the... Wow.
At the time,
Yeah. Appreciate the call, man. Hold on. We just lost. We have 17 lines going here at the same time. Here we go. next up is Cassie.
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I'm mainly on mom's side.
Okay.
So I was in one of those relationships. It started in high school. We were together for about 8 years. Last 4 years were off and on. And no matter how much my parents told me that they didn't like him, they hated him, and all this other stuff, I would sneak behind their back and go see him anyways. But now, so I'm married to a much better man.
So did your dad tell you no? Or tell him no?
Well, so they never knew that he proposed to me.
Oh. If you have to keep it a secret, that should be a red flag.
Yeah.
Or it's just the perfect amount of danger.
Yeah, let's just do it now, tonight.
Well, it was like, you know, I felt like I was completely in love with him, and this was my man. Didn't matter how much he cheated on me.
Oh, honey.
As a dad, that breaks my heart.
Yeah.
But, no, definitely I understand that now that I have three children. I'm like, I don't know how my parents put up with me.
Wow. Thank you for the call, Cassie. It is currently one apiece, John and Lisa. Let's...
the anticipation.
Shelly.
Yay!
Whose side are you on?
I'm not exactly whose side, but my opinion is that if the fella comes to the dad and asks for permission, I think that he owes it to himself, his wife, and his daughter to say, I need to talk to my daughter about it, find out where she's coming from, even though it might ruin the surprise that he is about to propose.
Is that kind of a red flag, though, too? That you're going, even though this might ruin the surprise, this is so important that we're gonna ruin the surprise because we have to talk about this.
Well, I don't think that they definitely have to say, look, come to us and ask for our blessing. They could do it in a way, if they're going to be in town, just to, you know, approach it from a different angle.
And honestly, if it's a full surprise, that's twice. Also a red flag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you. Let's get one more in here. Laura. Laura?
Yay.
Whose side are you on? Because we're kind of still at a 1-1 tie. Are you picking?
So I'm picking mom, but I'm going to give dad like an alternative.
Okay.
So I think that there's a way to do this without giving your blessing. I think there's a way to say we support our daughter's decision, and if that is her choice to marry you, we will fully support you as part of this family. You know, and then I think you should also tell the truth and say, you know, we've been there through breakups and heartbreaks with you. And, you know, this is our hopes for our daughter's future. And of course, we support her and her decision. And with that, you have her support without actually just saying the blessing. Does that make sense?
Completely.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, John? Because you did get smoked. We found the one guy totally on your side, and then everybody else is like, your daughter's too important. Like, you can't.
Yeah. I mean, it was 1-1, but then she did say it was a terrible marriage. So, I mean, that could be 2-1. But but I'm kind of feeling this. I don't want to get swayed because obviously I want to win this. But I like the idea of saying, of still being able to tell the truth.
Say, hey, man, I don't really like you, but if she says yes...
Then I support her.
I think that'll be the exact words. I don't like you, and I don't want to give my blessing, and I never liked you in the beginning.
That's not what she said.
We're not. Okay. We're going to teach you how to tone that down.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
All right, everybody. It's everyone's favorite time of the show. Me.
Aluminum linoleum. Aluminum.
This is Aaron's
news.
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 She's... No. Well, it's so low, I can't be loud on that one.
News!
No!
News!
No!
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
I also didn't mean quiet. I meant deep. Like, I am quiet when it's... Yeah, sorry.
News or nope happens every day about this time.
Mm-hmm.
If you missed one, you can always get them. Go to the Odyssey app.
Mm-hmm. Spelled AUDACY.
If you haven't downloaded the Odyssey app, well, what kind of loser are you?
Oh.
I agree.
Let's just look in the mirror and say, yep. If you're in your car, just pull your little flap down.
Little
your
visor.
Thing that, yeah, your visor thing. And then pull the little thing open and go, huh. Is it because you've tried to download the Odyssey or D-Y-S-S-E-Y?
Yeah, there you go.
I don't want to spell it correctly because now Odyssey's like, whoa, everybody's downloading our app. Download our app.
Yes.
You can stream the show. You can get past episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to anything you want on it.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Two people have been arrested for stealing nearly 900 tickets. I was going to do the nine. I don't.
Times.
I've never seen that movie. Thank you.
Nine times.
We got a lot of texts yesterday. Yeah. A lot of people got it. Yep.
Did they? Did we get a winner?
We did.
Okay, perfect. And we gave them something?
Yeah, they're going to Frozen Dead Guy Days, which we have more tickets.
Yeah.
Oh my God, okay. So all week we're giving away Frozen Dead Guy tickets, and TIAC may just say something stupid that I have to like make it worthwhile by making it a contest. That's what we did with his nine times.
Yep.
Oh, sorry, Aaron.
Anyways, two people have been arrested for stealing nearly 900 tickets to the Eras Tour and selling them for over $600,000.
900 tickets? How do you steal... Whoa. Tickets to a show that's electronic.
I don't know. If they were just like scamming people, I think that's what they mean.
So they made over $500,000 on this?
Yeah.
Whoa.
How they were able to find them, I have no idea.
Good for them though.
But that's awesome.
Go Tay Tay.
Yeah.
Get it done.
I'm at a loss for words. How does that even work?
When you're a scammer, you got to go where the fish are, right? And like Eras Tour, I mean,
I guess,
people were paying face value for those tickets were sometimes $1,000 or more. Wow. So on the secondary market, they were worth thousands of dollars.
That stuff has always confused me because whenever you go to a game and then there's always people like, I need tickets, but they're actually selling tickets, but they can't say I'm selling, so you got to go, I need
tickets.
You're
not supposed to.
And it's like,
I never put that together.
That's what I think.
They will also buy your tickets. Oh. But yes, they're not allowed to scream, I've got tickets.
Interesting.
Yeah, but we all know what you're doing.
Yeah,
so
like, I need tickets while they're holding one up. And it's like, you have one right there in your hand.
My best friend wants to get in with me. Please, I need tickets.
All right, good for them and bad for them. Good for Taylor.
Good evening.
Good evening.
A very special holiday today, as it is Fun Facts About Names Day. Now, I took the liberty, if either of you know any fun facts about your name, I have them pulled up if you'd like
fun
to hear them.
Fun facts about our... So this is the day we're all supposed to go...
You're supposed
look
to go
into
and look
names.
Up the origin, like kind of learn about your name
I
a little bit more.
I do know a bit about mine.
Okay.
Yours being Gaelic, probably.
Yeah, very Irish. There's Aaron Gobra.
What's the weird way to spell your name? The Gaelic way, isn't it like A-E-R?
I don't think
there's
so.
I feel like there's... Or it's E-H-Y-R or something, or E-R-Y-N maybe?
There is kind of a Y, but I think it's... There's E-I-R-E-A-N-N.
Oh, wow.
But I think it's E-R-I-N is...
The main one? Okay.
Erin nailed it with her assessment. I thought this would kind of almost be offensive if I would have said this, but Erin is essentially a poetic name for Ireland. It literally means Ireland.
Oh.
Because Erin Gobra is like... Go Ireland, pretty much.
Oh. Erin Gobra, they are essentially saying Ireland forever.
That's what it is. It's in
the summary. Yeah, she nailed it. She could not have nailed it.
I used to go to the Irish festival all the time. I used to dance in the St. Patrick's Day parade. I was
still
a competitive Irish dancer.
Okay, we got it.
Know a lot about it.
We'll do
competitive Irish dancer.
Yes.
Who broke her leg in the Macarena.
We don't need to talk about that part.
Related?
Macarena is not Irish.
Okay.
Tyler will do me. That's my given name. Okay. Tyler. Not that fun. I love my name. I always have, but it's just maker of tiles. Tile maker. Tyler.
That's really what
it means? That's the origin of Tyler. Yeah. I remember I had a card that said Tyler, and it was maker of tiles. That's always been it.
Okay.
So, okay. And then last but not least, I hesitate to do this. Michael. Do you know what Michael
means? Oh, I thought
you
were going to be a slacker. Well, Michael, Catholic, it's very much the archangel and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm the slayer of demons and whatnot, but I don't know what my name itself. You know, I was almost a Greg.
No way.
Greg was like, I was a Greg on the way to the hospital, I'm told. they just called an audible at the last. I would not want to be a Greg
that
or a Gregory.
That happened to me too. I don't know what the other options were, but they saw my red hair and said,
we're not calling her. She's no Jennifer.
Okay. No.
Well, I may regret saying this, but the name Michael literally means who is like God. Oh.
Everyone just let that.
I hated that.
Let that soak in. Text in to 303-222-5423 and tell me you've heard something more accurate than that in your life.
It's a bad holiday, actually.
Good evening.
Sorry, we're still basking over there.
You basking on the job again.
For those of you who know what ACOTAR is, it's a series, A Court of Thorns and Roses. It's like fairy smut. It's great. It's a wonderful series.
It's called what?
ACOTAR, A Court of Thorns.
ACOTAR, okay.
Yeah, it stands for A Court of Thorns and Roses.
Okay.
Great book series.
Great.
It was purchased by Hulu. They were going to make
Like softcore porn out of it?
No, well, like a series.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
You say whatever. Series, I say softcore porn.
Yeah, tomato, tomato.
Sure, throw some dialogue in.
Well, it got scrapped and it's not moving forward anyways. So.
What?
I know.
What about the Slacker Show at guitar? Slack guitar. Mm-hmm. What if we do Slack guitar? Come on. Mm-hmm. Casting couch in the office.
Good evening.
For I am the Lord.
I knew I would regret it. Good evening.
Good evening.
In the most exciting task we've given the Slacker Show research team, they have come up with exactly how long lovemaking should last.
Hmm.
Any guesses?
I'm out.
I'm sorry. Did you just finish?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Okay. Since he started the story, actually, from when he said any guesses. How long? Now, I know you're in charge of the research team.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But they did the field work. They worked hard on this.
They worked what?
They worked hard.
Tirelessly? Mm-hmm. Any other word?
Yeah. Vigorously? I don't know what.
Sure. Does this include disrobing?
It's just the total time that lovemaking should last.
So. I'm going to guess that lofty people who are the current subscribers of the Slackitar series believe that it's in the double digit time.
I would agree. I was thinking like 23 minutes.
I'm thinking normal people probably think it's in the 15, but it's the truth is it's probably
less than we actually think.
A healthy amount of time if you are starring in Slackitar.
Yeah.
Opposite the Lord.
The number that the Slacker Show research team came up with is anywhere between 7
there we go
and 13 minutes.
Oh.
So Aaron's not getting any dates from them.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Just because she's very put together.
Erin, it's just, I don't know. It's just a weird thing to say.
Why?
To somebody.
I've also gone through her drawers. Okay. No, kidding.
Literally seconds before it's time to go on the air, Erin looks at TIAC and goes, I can see AHAC being a pajama set person.
Yeah.
And it's like, while that may be just like a, it's innocent enough, but it's, to me, it's like, I've pictured your wife as she crawls into bed, is what you just said. Like, I've thought long and hard about how Angie looks just before you give it a whirl.
Well, they're going to sleep. I'm not picturing anything. They are lying down, separate sides.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
Separate beds.
Yes.
Yes. T-Hex not even in their bed.
Or a wall of pillows with, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Two nightcaps and all that.
There's a story out about what you wear to bed. It can be like, yeah, it can be bad for your relationship, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, and I kind of agree.
So as long as we're here, and Erin has started the voyeur.
Two out of the three have gone through her drawers, so we'll bring you into the loop. Erin nailed it. Yeah,
she's a set girl.
She is a set girl.
She's just so put together, mm-hmm. and I feel like people who wear pajama sets, you are my role model, truly.
Was she always a pajama set girl, or was that post-kids?
No, she always has been, yeah. She's a very big, just pajama person. She probably cares more about her PJs than, like, her clothes.
What she wears during the day.
Yeah.
I love that.
She just, like,
she's got
she
a
loves
Zoom
me.
Meeting with corporate,
right.
And she doesn't care, but before she goes to bed, she's, like...
Yeah, she loves being cozy, warm, so that's like, her favorite thing is PJs. And I have... Am I going to get in trouble for this at home? Probably. I have a love-hate
more than likely you're already in trouble.
All right, well, let's
because
go
you started
all the way.
By saying she's a big.
Well, okay.
I'm gonna isolate the audio of you going. You know,
context.
My wife. She's a big, big lady.
Oh my gosh. Into... Big person. Terrible.
Yeah, I'm gonna take out the pajama person.
Come on.
Okay, so. What is your umbrage with what your wife wears?
So she does all the sets. They're great. She has the short ones for the summer and spring, which to me are kind of, I mean, they're hot.
Short
you
ones
know?
Like, oh, shorts.
Shorts, yeah. Which is, I think guys like that,
not
right?
Not like boy shorts, so they're, but like shorts.
Shorts.
Like they're basketball shorts in the 70s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
But with like boy kinda, shorts are tight, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. Okay.
With kind of the button down collared shirt, okay. PJ, you can imagine, you know,
uh-huh,
those
yeah.
buttons. Aren't very tight, you know? So it's like, this story says that when you wear pajamas, it can hurt your relationship because you're sending a signal, look, I've got my PJs on, stay away, basically. Like, I'm not in
and
the
I
mood.
And I imagine that's what Angie thinks every time she's hitting add to cart.
That's why she's so into it. I see now.
Let's get 4 more sets of these.
But those are tricky for me because you can kind of...
They're really cute, they are.
Yeah,
and-
but you can kind of see some stuff, you know? Like, the buttons aren't... It's not like a pressed shirt. It's they're loose buttons. You so know? I feel like it's a trap
you
for
think,
me.
You think, purposely or inadvertently, she's getting you riled up.
I think it's inadvertently, yeah. And that's where the issue comes in. The other ones that she has are their pants that are kind of like bell-bottomy pants. Mm. So they're, like, cute. And then a little shirt that's a little cropped. And then it's cut like a square cut, maybe. I know that's probably not the right word for it, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
so her arms are out.
Is it a tank top or is it a long sleeve?
It's a long sleeve shirt, but it's not like a V-neck. It's like a square neck.
Yeah.
Oh.
Here, kind of.
I can't even picture that.
Really? I wore one not too long ago.
I can picture it.
Oh, my God.
I can picture it.
Relax.
But it's like, she's like, I'm ready for bed. And I'm like, take it off. Or like, what are we doing?
Are you naked?
I would be. I was before we had children because I'm always hot. So just if I could take my skin off, I would because I'm too hot all the time.
So you're trying to
I'm in my underwear because I have with the kids running around. I have my son wake me up every morning. I got to
You gotta have underwear something on.
Yeah.
So you are in a constant state of open for business.
Like, yes.
You're the retailer who forgets to turn the open sign off.
Exactly.
It's 3 a.m. and it's like.
Exactly. Yes. And I think these PJs, and I think and my wife can't be alone. The PJs they make at Victoria's Secret, there's Target sells them now too.
Yeah.
They're sexy, man. I don't know what else to say. What you're looking at me like I'm crazy. I'm not the only guy.
So I'm curious, what do you think? And maybe your opinion has changed after getting married. But when if she were to wear like your clothes, like the oversized tee,
that would be good.
Is that
too,
better
yeah.
than the matching set?
maybe the problem's me. Anything, yeah.
Like that, okay, let me try this one.
Throw that big picture of
her.
Tea
yes,
on.
Exactly. She's, okay. She comes in with a potato bag over her head.
Hey,
what kind of potatoes?
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Here's what we want to talk about. We want you to tell us that moment when you knew your childhood was over.
Mm. Ooh.
Ooh, I have a pretty distinct moment. Because there are times where I don't think that I still think I'm young at heart. I'm a fun kid. But when I started agreeing with the parents of the Disney princesses,
oh.
I was like, Ariel, you dumb fish. You cannot sell your soul for a boy. What are you doing? Go back
into
the ocean.
That was your moment?
Yeah.
When you stopped identifying with the character and started identifying with their parents.
Yeah. Mm,
that a similar thing happened to me. I watched Coach Carter for the first time in forever. And growing up, that's the basketball movie with Samuel L. Jackson, where in Channing Tatum's in it. He coaches a high school basketball team. So I watched it in high school, loving the basketball players. And now I watch it and I'm like, you guys are a bunch of knuckleheads. Like, you listen to your coach. He's got a good point. I did the exact same thing.
That's your moment?
Well, it was one of them. That was just recently, so I've been an adult for a while.
I figured his would have been like, holding my first child
no,
for the first time.
I think the moment happens younger.
I've never felt younger than that.
Really?
Yeah, and then
really?
You're holding a baby, you're like, I shouldn't have a baby. What am I doing? Like, what?
You felt like you were
I don't feel
ready.
Like I am wise and ready for this. It feels like, oh.
I do get that. That is kind of a reverse moment, too. I'm trying to
like,
remember.
Wasn't I just here? Didn't I just do this?
Do you remember the moment when they stopped giving you a party for your birthday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was just wasn't discussed anymore. It was like, because I remember my parents would let me. It was a one time when I know my father, rest his soul, did not like it when I said we grew up poor. We didn't grow up with a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But on your birthday, you could have whatever you want. Like, not whatever you want, but like your party could be whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I remember, like, I always wanted a giant sub before giant subs were a thing. So my parents would go, Albertsons would like bake you a loaf of bread for like, you want 3 feet? You want 6 feet? They're French bread. They would just bake you one. And then my dad would like, take the turkey carver knife and like open it up. And we'd just put all these lunch meats on and I would have this giant sub for
that's
my birthday.
That's awesome.
And then one year I was like, I've heard crab legs are good. So will you get me crab legs? And they did a crab boil.
Oh my gosh.
And it was like, and then one year I was like, hey guys, I've been thinking about the birthday. I'm like, what? And it was just.
Uh-oh. We're not.
It was just like, it was over.
Bud.
I don't even remember what year it was. I think it was probably 16. They were just like, what?
I think it was about that I remember 14 being a big deal. And then after that, just kind of.
Yeah.
Tickled out.
Yeah. And no cake.
What?
No, it was just like.
Oh, really?
No,
that day, everybody in the family was like, "Happy birthday, Mike!" And I'm like,
"Oh,
yeah, well, you can just tell me at the party later." And I'm like, "No." And I'm
oh,
like,
gosh.
"Where's the press?" And it was just like,
"We have plans, actually."
No, because like that's I don't know the last time I had a birthday party, probably like 12, but we still have like a family dinner and cake. You didn't even have that.
No.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
No card. No.
I have a big bird cake every year.
Yeah.
If that's true, I want you out of this room.
it is.
You really have a big bird cake.
Yeah, it's a pan with, right. It's a big bird. And then
here's
yeah,
what we need.
My mom gave it to my wife.
We need people who have actually grown out of childhood to call in. Okay. You have a big bird cake and you think you can participate in this conversation.
Okay.
We're doing the moment you realize your childhood is over and like.
I thought it was when I got lemon instead of vanilla. I'm like, that's kind of mature taste.
No, it's when you like realize you're like, oh crap. Okay. oh God,
still a big
like
rich
you got check. A paycheck and you went, oh my God, where? Like I thought I was making $10 an hour and I worked 8 hours. This should be $80. And you're like, wait, what?
Why is it 30?
Where is the rest of the money? That was another moment where you're like, I'm not a child anymore. Yep. I'm paying the government. And I don't even use the government. I'm a child.
Yeah, that's all right. A good one.
So for anybody but T-Hack, what was the moment you realized you were no longer a child? 303-222-5423. Text that number, call that number, either way.
The other one is instead of getting excited for snow, thinking about, oh, it's going to take so long to shovel. My back.
Yep. Do you remember?
Oh, preach. God.
Snow
preach.
Was such a thing. Because you had no responsibility in the snow.
No.
Nothing. It was just like, I'm going to go outside.
And I'm going to play
snow.
In it.
Yeah, I'm going to play.
Yeah.
And now it's just like, my sciatica!
I can't drive over it because it's going to leave the mark on the driveway.
I remember wrecking a car. And it was, I thought it was my car, but it was my dad's car, you know, that I'd been driving. And then the insurance money came in and hit my account. And then my dad said, go to the bank, deposit that insurance money into my account, and that's it. Yeah, I mean, figure it out. If you need a car.
It
was like, if you need a car, and I'm like, okay, got it. And so my car was gone. Yeah, he gave me his old car.
Oh my God, dude!
He wanted the money back for it. So it was like it wasn't just taking care of like a kid.
So far, all of yours are terrible.
Okay.
No, I kind of like that one.
No.
I like it too.
In your head, you believed you can wreck a car.
Mm-hmm.
Your father will replace it with his car, and then the money that comes in is yours. You are going to get a car.
Well, that's why I like it.
A dumbass. Yeah.
I had never seen that much money in my bank account before ever in my life. I was like, "This, I've made it." And then it was like, "Nope. Go to the bank."
That's why I like it.
And it is a moment where what's in your account isn't yours. But like, bro, you wrecked a car. You don't get the money for it.
Yeah.
But I've wrecked other cars, you know?
Was it a windfall of cash
that's
for wrecking
another
a car?
One, though.
No, it's not.
The first time buying a car on your own without like a co-signer, without...
Oh, yeah.
So
I
nice.
I can't wait to do that.
Oh.
Yeah. There is a moment where you're like, I feel like I should call my parents. And they're like, you can just sign here.
No, when you qualify like, you for credit... When you're sitting there and it's like, well, do I need to call my dad? And they're like, you qualify. And I'm like, no, but I want someone else's name on there just in case things go sideways.
Yeah. Yes.
And they're like, no, you're fine.
Yeah. He'll take care of it, right?
Yeah.
But mom.
Yeah. All right. Well, the moment you realize you were all grossed up is what we're talking about. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about basically, is it rite of passage?
No, it's just like when you kind of realized your childhood was over.
I thought of another one real quick.
Yeah.
When you're paying your own rent, you're already kind of out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're out of childhood or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember the moment when I had gone to a dentist and they're like, you need a crown. Yeah. And they were like, the crown's like $400 or $500. And you're like, and my rent. And I'm like, I got to decide between tooth pain or having a bed.
Mm-hmm. Oof. Yeah. Mine was brakes. For my car.
You're just sitting there going like, what am I going to do?
Like, well, I can't drive home, but if I drive, then I won't have a home to drive. So
what did you do?
I called
your dad.
Come on. I worked out a payment plan.
You literally don't have any stories that where you are an adult because you still get a Big Bird cake.
That's just tradition.
Yeah, that's cute.
Aaron?
What?
Do not back him up. He's a child.
I've seen the Big Bird cake. Yeah. It's really cute.
And you just talked yourself out of a slice.
Amanda?
Hey, yay.
Yay.
When did you realize you're not a kid anymore?
This might sound a little dark, but I remember like it was yesterday. I was 6 years old. My brother is being born. My dad didn't show up, and we haven't seen him since. And the big talk to a six-year-old. Yeah. And the big talk to a six-year-old was, how much responsibilities I'm about to embark on.
Are you the oldest sibling?
We made it. I am the oldest.
Mm.
Oh my God, Amanda, you were six when you felt like your childhood ended?
I really do. I mean, that's such a heavy, heavy, very distinct in color memory that it's hard not to think that when you guys ask the question.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm weird. Just being goofy about a Big Bird cake, and you got like some heavy,
real stuff. Yeah.
So
I know.
Does your mom feel terrible about it?
I mean, like, of course, she has no control over the silly man. And she did her best, single mom. I'm 41. I have a 3-year-old. My brother's out living the life, the RV life. We did okay.
Did he ever come back? Never ever came back.
I mean, he did the typical movie scenario of trying, and my mom wouldn't allow it. And so, and I think that was probably for the better. He was not a good person.
Wow.
Do some kid stuff now to make up for
it. Yeah, let's go build Legos.
Oh my gosh.
You want to do some Legos? Have a Big Bird cake.
No, okay. I know where you can get a Big Bird cake. I'll give you the address.
I know.
You get a slice, Amanda, for sure.
Thank you, Amanda. Jeez.
Yeah.
I feel kind of stupid about my no birthday thing.
Dude,
she's 6 years old. Like, I guess I'm raising a kid now.
Wow.
Not in the creepy way if you just tuned in. Renee?
Yay.
When did you realize your childhood was over?
So I had scheduled my own doctor's appointments forever, but I moved into my dad's when I was 17, which is a completely different side of town. And I scheduled an appointment with a new doctor, and I get there and they're like, okay, what's your social security number? I'm like, what? What the hell is that? How am I supposed to know that? So I had to call my mom. Was left on hold, and then they gave me the number, and I remember the lady at the desk was like, you don't know your social security number? I was like,
you know it now, right?
Yes, 100%. But
okay.
Like, what is it?
Read it on the air, just real quick. Just give us the first, I don't know, 10 digits of it.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Quick TikTok.
Wow.
TikTok. It doesn't make sense. In my head, I'm like, I can see the logo flying over my head.
TikTok,
it says TikTok. Right?
Yeah, TikTok.
TikTok. Yeah, we're going to talk about TikTok. Whew. Really should have worked that out in my head before we got live on the air, huh? Two things. One, don't eat packing peanuts. There, I said it. Okay, just one more of those things.
Oh, no.
Then why are they called peanuts?
Because they're shaped like a peanut.
It's a little confusing.
Have you seen people doing that? Do you watch TikTok as much as Aaron does?
No, I don't think so.
For the record.
It feels like a trick question, though.
I've seen someone do it, but it wasn't on TikTok.
But also, for the record, you literally wept when TikTok went away for 12 hours. So me saying that you're the TikTok addict in the room is not like a misnomer. That's you.
Mm-hmm.
If I
watch the TikToks that Aaron sends us.
That's exactly you know? When I watch a TikTok. But then also once I watch that one, then I watch everything that comes after it.
Then you're just
for
in
like
it.
18 hours, and then I wake up going like, "What are you doing?" Okay, so have you seen it on TikTok or not?
If I have, it's been a bit.
So it hasn't hit your algorithm.
Yeah,
but you've seen someone do it live.
Yes, in person.
A child.
No.
A childlike person.
No.
Who?
What?
Our IT guy.
Keith Urban ate a...
Yeah.
What?
A packing peanut. Keith Urban works at Odyssey.
Andre, this is a compliment. People call you Keith Urban all the time.
Uh-huh.
And
I will never forget the first time I ever met him. It was actually at a children's hospital radiothon when I was an intern.
And you thought it was him?
And the previous music director was like, go talk to Keith Urban.
Nice.
I was like, all right, cool.
Okay, so we just want to put that out there first. People are doing it. Don't do it. It's basically styrofoam.
Well, some of it, I think it depends. So there's a brand, Lush, the cosmetic brand.
Okay.
They have edible packing peanuts, apparently. They're like trying to reduce their waste.
Oh,
so some of them are edible, but I think it's like not, most are not
most
edible.
Most are not, and you're just eating a chemical and you're going to die.
Yeah.
The other thing, and this is weird because I know about it, the free will TikToks.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I want to discuss today.
Okay.
It's like videos of women who go, it's like says, the moment you realize you have free will. And there's a woman like chopping a cucumber, like slicing it. So I presumably to slice to eat. And then she just stops and looks up and then she picks up the uncut part and just goes and takes a bite of it.
That's a silly one.
Okay. Tell me one that's good. They're all that. I don't understand. Like, you're a grown person. Like, the second I got my own apartment, I walked in and took my clothes off immediately and put my junk on everything in the apartment.
Free will,
like,
yeah.
The landlord's free will,
sir, I really need you to sign the paperwork first.
You can't post that on TikTok.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, I guess I'm not trying to be controversial. I'm not trying to make anybody mad. But men, oh, this is, dude, this is such a male privilege thing and you're going to be mad. We never forgot we had free will. Like, any moment we're alone, we're fully aware and we're like, woo! Nobody's watching. I can do whatever I want.
I think that's the problem.
Yes,
that's our biggest problem, is we do what we want too much.
The moment your wife, T-Hack, takes the children, uh-huh. Oh, I'm going to go see my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a moment where you go, oh, I remember I have free will? Or as the latch is closing, mm-hmm. are you like, woo!
Yep. My junk is on everything.
Oh my God.
Aaron, like, what is wrong with women? Why don't you know that you have it?
It's weird that you mentioned that, because the first videos I searched free will trend, the first videos I saw, men.
Really?
Yeah. I had to scroll and think through four videos.
All I saw were women.
Interesting.
Like, there's a woman washing strawberries. She had the strawberries and she had a knife and she was at the sink. And then she was just like, she picked one up and like crushed it in her hand and then like... like ate the
All around food?
I don't know. Yeah. That's all it was. And I'm like, women.
Men have been eating like that for generations.
Yes! That's all I'm saying is, like, we don't, I guess this whole thing is about,
it's just doing like the non-routine things. Yes. Like, because you get into a routine every day. So it's like, oh, I actually don't have to do that.
Here's the thing. This is all I'm trying to say. We don't. We don't.
Yeah.
Like, when it occurs to us, like, I just think we have so much less of the voice in our head that goes, yeah, you should just stay in your rut. Like, if it occurs to us, it might be faster to, like, drive the cereal bowls over to the kids on a skateboard. We just go, like, we don't go, no, don't do that. We just do it.
That's, again, the part of the problem.
We
why did you do that? Like, I don't know.
It seemed
like
a great idea.
It's just like letting your intrusive thoughts win.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just call them thoughts.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Here's the thing. I found a story about pie.
Yes.
She's my cherry pie.
Don't do that. You know I was briefly in that band.
I know.
I have that vinyl on my office wall, and every time I look at it, I'm
like... Do you really have the Warrant vinyl on your wall?
I think so. Is that the one with, is it a dude's butt? No.
Cold drink of water and sweet.
Shoot. Hold on. It's in the corner.
Well, you guys are really ruining everything I was going to do here.
No, I like cherry pie.
Here's the thing. There's a there's a story about pies while Aaron looks up her stat. Something with a butt.
Is it a pie chart?
No. What is...
Do you have Blink 182?
No. Something? Not there.
Do you want to leave the studio and come back?
Go look!
Okay. Tiag and I will just...
Yeah.
All right.
Hang out right there!
All right. So Aaron's out of the studio. Here's what we're doing.
Okay.
We want to... Please text... Oh, God. She doesn't know this. Text him right now. 303-222-5423. Say that you don't like Aaron. Whatever. Just say... So do that. So what did you find?
It was wild cherry, not sorry. Yeah, that's not my bad, my bad.
Wow, that's a lot of interesting text. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. What are you guys saying? Oh, no, I'm nervous.
Yeah, don't look at the text for a while. Just shut the text line off your computer for just a little while. Hey, quick show note. Probably not a wise idea to leave the studio when the mics are on. I strongly suggest staying in the room.
I really wish we had cameras in here.
A wise man learns through others' mistakes. And I will never be doing that.
Okay. Yikes. I'm sweaty. That was fun. Okay. Here's the thing. I've got a list because people apparently like pie, which that's one thing I think we could debate. But
whether you like pie or not? Is that what you're saying?
Let's actually start there. I'm going to tell you, like, you've had a good meal, but you've got room for dessert. And somebody goes,
that's a thing.
What?
Oh, if you don't have room for dessert, that's actually a thing. Like dessert brain, you will make room
for
dessert.
Your brain is like, yeah, I can like,
yeah,
burp a little bit of it.
I can move things around down there.
I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
There's always room. Yeah. Yeah.
Full?
I'm just going to say that.
What is that?
And I think the texters who are not writing the horrible things right now.
Stop it.
Could text in 303-222-5423. I want you to text one or the other word. Word one, pie. Mm-hmm. Word two, cake. And I'm going to tell you, I expect there to be one word texted in more than the other, and that word rhymes with cake. Because pie is an inferior product if cake is available. Now, pie amazing? Sure, when you're in a desert of no cake.
Yeah.
But you're never like, oh, you have both cake and pie? Well, tell me about the pies first. What?
No, you're going to go for the cake.
Of course you are.
Yeah, it's got the frosting. Even the pie, you can put whipped cream on it, but that's inferior to frosting.
You're just trying to make a cake.
Exactly. I'm with you. Yeah, yeah.
And cheesecake is a pie, but it's like, it's not like fruit pie. It's just.
It's not, to me, it's not like desserty. I got to have chocolate, caramel. That's kind of it. Just chocolate, maybe vanilla or something. Like those
for
are the,
dessert?
Those are the big three that makes it dessert. That's what I've said before, like strawberry shortcake. What is that? That's not dessert.
Now, see, there you're an idiot. Because that is
that's
actually
fruit.
Good.
That's fruit is not dessert.
I know, but fruit can be on, like, have you ever had a flourless chocolate cake?
Yeah.
That's just that dense as, oh my God, it's like you can barely eat any of it. It's with the chocolate layers.
What's the cake that has fruit in it? But it also fruit is like cake? A sponge. No. I'm not that much of an idiot. Stop your text. No, it's got like fresh
fruit.
No, it's got like fresh fruit as well.
This is what I'm talking about. Like a flourless chocolate cake.
But it's not chocolate, it's vanilla.
But like this is,
but yeah.
If you have a flourless chocolate cake, they're never bringing it to your table ever. In the history of mankind, if they brought you that cake without raspberries on top of it, strawberries on top of it.
Is it a chantilly cake? Is that what I'm thinking of?
You're thinking of the one on the Greatest Baking Show with all the raspberries, the fruit on top pointing upward. They do it every season.
No.
You have to make that one. That one cake is in every.
Are you talking about the one that's on the theme?
Yeah, it's brown with all the.
They've only done that once.
No, they do it every year.
No, they don't. They've only done it once because they made fun of themselves because they were like, there's one section on the cake where they could have put a raspberry and they didn't. And it just drove us all crazy to the point where they had to make that
cake. I've watched more than one season. No. I've seen them make that cake.
That's a different cake. It's not. They specifically did that one. Texters, please be nice to me,
Aaron,
and on my side.
I would say you asking for anything from them right now is not a great plan. Yeah, you don't have a lot of clout with the texters.
Right.
Okay, so fruit and cake, it can happen, TX. So just relax.
Okay.
So and the great thing is it's not fruit. Yes, it's strawberries, but you know what you've done to those strawberries? You've macerated them, which means you've chopped them up and let them soak in sugar, and they're basically on their way to being jam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're almost there. And so just like, and you're just like dumping jam on like a sponge cake. It's like a Twinkie with strawberries.
I think T-Hack and I actually have the same favorite pie, and it does have fruit in it.
Yeah, but we're talking about cake first.
I know. I'm switching it. I'm over this. I want to talk about pie.
Yes, you can be mad that she's moving the conversation forward too quickly. No, you're fine. Go ahead. No, okay. But we've agreed.
Because we both have the same favorite flavor, so I think I'm going to assume that is applied.
Okay, before we go there.
Applied.
I just want to confirm. We agree that cake is better.
Yes.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I do.
So, next we're going to talk about pies. So that's, because I have a pie thing. I have a pie story. But this is really what I want to get to, and now I'm going to have to wait, because we're running out of time. I'm going to have to get to it in a second. I have what I would like to call a controversial ranking.
Boo. This is stupid. What a dumb idea.
This is exactly what I wanted today. I have a controversial ranking of the top pies.
Oh.
If you had to have a pie, because there's no cake, because all cake has disappeared.
Mm. Okay.
Cake is gone. The government has errated. Like, no, the aliens have come and taken all our cake.
That's really mean.
I know. That's what they do. They knew. They hit us right where it hurts.
In the cake.
I will get to my controversial rankings of pies.
All right, yeah.
I'm going to get to that next. If you can't sit in your car and wait, then download the Odyssey app.
Mm-hmm.
You can listen to this whole thing again later, or you can stream us live and hear it live in your house.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So, I'm starting a new feature. I had this great idea where...
I need you to leave the room.
It's not going to happen, kid. I was born at night, not last night. I think it's kind of a brilliant idea where you take something that everybody kind of has an opinion about, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like, instead of presenting it just like, ooh, here's like a whole bunch of different, I don't know, bears or tigers or whatever, like you put them in order of which one's the best one and call it like a list or a ranking. And maybe my take on it is just a little bit askew of normal people, so there might be a little controversy to my ranking.
It's a great idea. I love it.
It is a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I came up with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why my name...
Do you have pictures that go with it as well that you post on Instagram?
Could you maybe pull this together?
I might be able to help.
Yeah, that'd be great. Okay. Thanks, Aaron.
You're welcome.
You know what? I want you to have credit on this. Call it Slacker and Aaron's
controversial.
We'll see how controversial you can get. Not as easy as it looks, partner.
So we were talking.
Good luck.
We were talking about cake versus pie,
mm-hmm,
and pie rankings. Mm-hmm. First off, we all agree. Some of the textures don't, but I just want you to know, we've reached out to you who were incorrect. You're stupid. Pie is not better than cake.
Yeah, cake.
Pie, like, you can't make a case for it. You just can't.
If you were to have the two presented 99% of the time,
pie has a lot of crutches that it needs. It needs a little, maybe a scoop of ice cream.
Yes.
It needs a whipped cream. It needs other things to really put it on the same level.
You just walk by cake and put your hand in it.
Yeah.
And you're good to go.
Uh-huh.
And here's the thing.
King Supers frowns on it.
They do.
But you can
pop that top right off of those things. Pop.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Can we all agree on something else? Children are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Our children, they haven't been skewed by the terribleness of life.
Yeah.
Their innocence is palpable.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They just have, and they're honest.
Like, yeah.
They see somebody and they're like, hey, why'd you wear those pants? They're just... Kids are honest to a fault.
Mm-hmm.
I defy you to walk up to any kid with a plate of cake and a plate of pie and go, which one you want, kid, and have them take the pie. No kid is going to take the pie. Ergo, my cake argument wins. Cake is better than pie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
thank you.
Your choir here that
Got
you're
it.
Preaching to.
Well, I was saying that for the texters who chose pie. Because I'm just saying you may feel that because something bad happened to you as a child. Like with your cake, like maybe it was your birthday and they popped the top off the cake. And you're like, somebody had their hand in this. And it's like, sorry.
D-hack. Strikes again.
Here's my controversial ranking. Oh my God, I didn't number them. Do I have to number them? Do you think I should number
okay.
them?
This is already off to a... That's like step one. I got
to
do...
According to whom?
My ranking steps.
Step this one. Is controversial ranking of pies available.
Wait, don't you want to start at 10? No,
I am gonna start. I'm gonna start.
Did I just hear you say coming in at number one? Did I make that up? Did I hear that?
Did I? No,
I said that. Yeah, I got a rank.
Well, I was like number. I did probably say number one.
Yeah,
but this is the first one I'm giving. Coming in at number 10.
Okay,
you're right, Aaron.
Okay,
my God. In fact, I think we're gonna call this controversial rankings with Aaron, narrated by Slacker. You wanna do it that way? We don't need to include Tia. Tia, wanna leave the room?
Okay, sure.
This is kind of a dark horse in the pie game. Sweet potato pie.
Ooh, no.
I don't know if I've ever had it.
Is it even dessert?
It is. It's got a little bit of a savory funk to it.
I don't think I've had it either.
But it's like cinnamon and nutmeg. And
yeah, yeah.
I like sweet potatoes. Have not had it in a pie form.
Well, you're missing out because it's number 10. Is this the way this should go? Kind of like this? A little back and forth and then I just move on?
I think so. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. Number nine.
I think, should we be berating you more?
I don't think that would ever be a part of a successful feature on the Slacker show. Okay. Berating Slacker himself.
Oh, yeah.
That seems weird.
We could interrupt you more, maybe?
Can I talk? Coming in at number nine, a Colorado favorite, peach pie. Now, if you've not had peach pie with Palisade peaches...
I don't think I have.
Yeah, I have not either. I would love to do a live taste test.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. As we've gone through two of the controversial rankings so far and you haven't had either one, doesn't that just tell you that pie is inferior to cake?
I think so.
In fact, Tiak, I'm going to let you do a controversial list ranking.
Okay.
Why don't you do cakes?
The rankings of cake flavors?
And if your controversial rankings is anywhere near as good as mine.
Okay. All right. I'll give it a whirl.
Coming in at number eight, this is controversial because...
Does it matter? Yes. I'm sorry. Going back to number nine with the peach pie.
Yes, ma'am.
Because there are different types of toppings. You have like the crumble and the...
And when you do the crumble on a peach pie, you're almost at a crumble or a cobbler per
cobbler,
se.
That's what it is.
That's not the same thing. This is a peach pie. Now on a peach pie and a lot of the fruit pies, as Tiak had mentioned before, we got to take it a little fancier. So you got to do the lattice and have a little butter and sugar.
But it's like the pie crust.
Yeah, to try to make it not suck.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You even got to add the vanilla ice cream a la mode.
Yes.
You got to get French with it.
You don't have to.
A lot of hoops to jump through.
This comes in at number eight, despite the fact that I would never put this in my head. It is the lime of key, the key of lime.
Yeah, now you're
lime
talking.
Key lime pie.
You're talking.
I would never eat this, but the people I know who eat it will like drive across town and eat at a crappy restaurant just for their key lime pie.
Mm-hmm. Texters, please text in the crappy restaurants that have this. I will meet you there. I'm one of those people.
Can you eat it?
I just can't do the graham cracker crust, but I will absolutely demolish an entire key lime pie. This is like number two to me.
Really?
So good.
That's why, Aaron, see, I don't know if you understand the concept here. That's why this list is controversial.
What?
That's what I do here.
Wow.
Someone hold me back, please.
You could just leave the room. coming in at number seven, chocolate pie.
No, gross.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd put it higher, but it belongs on the list for sure.
But with the graham cracker crust, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's got to have that. If it's regular crust, it's not good.
It just seems too basic.
Is this is it like a French silk? Is that a chocolate pie?
Yeah.
I think you're pretty close to that. Yeah.
Like it's cold, right?
Yes.
It's
not going to be room temperature. You want it cold. You want that mousse to hold up.
I love it. I love it.
We're running out of time, like so I'm going to have to haul ass through these pies. Now we're getting to the fruit pies, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Coming in at number six, controversial blueberry pie.
I don't think I've ever had it.
Stains easily.
No,
you
but
gotta be careful when you're eating it.
It's so good because they've put enough sugar in there. You do need the lattice and you do need a little a la mode, but it holds up under pressure.
Okay.
Coming in number five, another pie I wouldn't eat, but the lemon meringue.
Number one, baby.
That's number one.
And that, exactly.
You guys like that?
Number
that
one.
That is not number
yes,
one.
Yes, it is.
Lemon meringue?
That is not number one.
Mm-hmm.
Burning those little egg whites on top is cool. Mm-hmm. It's nowhere near number one.
A lemon pie? I do a 7-Eleven lemon pie in the little boxes. That's how much I like it.
How are
lemon
you not
is the
7,000 pounds?
Lemon is the best
I love lemon.
Flavor.
I'll eat a lemon cake all day long. Lemon cakes, like the coffee lemon coffee cake thing at Starbucks. Oh my God, it's so good. Coming in at number four, she's my. We already did this, but it's cherry pie, people.
I have that album on.
Why don't you?
I'm not leaving the room.
We're gonna blast through the top three here. Number three, this is where it gets controversial.
Yeah.
Pecan pie.
Yes, sir. Number three for me.
I've never had it.
It's so good.
I've never had it.
I don't think you would like it.
Am I missing out? It feels contradictory to me. A nut pie? It's just like, what's even in it? Is it just nuts?
It's like...
There's a lot of sugar to make like this goop.
The goop is literally two things.
Goop, I'm in.
It's corn syrup and brown sugar. So if you use light corn syrup,
you
use dark brown sugar. If you use dark corn syrup, you use light brown sugar. But that's it. It's... equal ratio of that.
Sugar goop.
Cook that, not long enough to turn it into rock candy. Throw the pecans in there.
I love it. Goop's one of the major food groups I try to hit every day. As long as I get enough goop in me.
Now, I want you to know that pecan pie, as I was running it through, I don't know if you guys know this. I've instituted a new program on the show. I have a Slacker Show research team. As I was...
That's where those guys have been. I've been trying to contact them for weeks.
I had pecan pie as number one. But the research team put it at number three.
They crunched the numbers, you would say?
They crunched... Excuse me.
Sorry.
This is my stuff.
Yep.
Coming in number two, the pumpkin pie.
How is that different from sweet potato pie?
Two.
I thought they were...
sweet potato doesn't have quite as much sugary. Sweet potato is a little more. The yam doesn't have quite as much. So you add the nutmeg and stuff, but it's the sweet potato pie is a little more subtle, I would say.
Pumpkin pie is the best part of Thanksgiving, which is saying very little. There's not much going on Thanksgiving if pie is and it's pumpkin.
Pecan pie is what Thanksgiving is made of at my house. I have the other one for the traditionalists. But it's the pecan pie at my house.
You're a little more progressive.
And speaking of traditionalists, welcome to America, ladies and gentlemen. Coming in at number one on the inaugural controversial ranking. Slacker Show controversial rankings.
It's a great idea. I love
it. Yeah, I know it is. Okay. Apple pie.
Yeah. Classic.
Yep. Yep. I love it. I can't
stay tuned
that.
For cake rankings tomorrow.
The Slacker Show.
I got a story. You know how sometimes you gotta, like, you're about to get busted and you eat the evidence?
No. Can't relate. Sorry.
Well, I'm gonna tell you about how much evidence got eaten and it's gonna blow your mind.
My story. Isn't it ironic? I, like, can't even give a tease because it's just ironic.
Do you think stupid people understand irony?
There is an irony definition from Futurama that I cannot remember, but...
This is just the tease section of what we're doing, and
what's
now
what's irony?
What? The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
Police in the UK...
Go
Do you have some tea?
Right, a spot of tea would be nice right now. What's up?
They're investigating... some thieving that happened.
Some thieving that happened
in St. Andrew's Church.
Got it. Oh, it's a church. Hold on.
Three. Oh. I don't know if we've ever used that.
I was just thinking that. I like it.
Wow.
The choir singing. Hello. Just keep talking. Just let the choir do it.
Three paintings were stolen, including one of the Ten Commandments that actually said, "Thou shalt not steal."
So therein lies the irony, doesn't it?
Isn't it ironic?
To read ahead.
What number is that on the commandments?
I don't know.
They're
going to go to hell, aren't they?
It's unclear how much the paintings were worth, although they do hold sentimental value.
Yeah.
They are still looking for the guys. They're even checking Facebook Marketplace to see if they're being sold
online. Check hell. That's where they're at. Yeah, you steal the thou shalt not steal thing from the church. It's a do not pass go, not collect $200.
Yeah.
Here. It's
pretty cut and dry.
Check Hades there. All right. My story is out of Orlando, Florida. Let's go! There's a thief who stole a bunch of jewelry.
Not another thief.
Right, another thief. It was some sort of, like, paper. Here's what happened. When the police approached, I'm just going to encapsulate the story slower. He decided the only way to not get caught was to swallow the evidence.
Because
he had stolen some jewelry.
Okay.
Police still caught him and suspected him. So they took him to the police station and did one of their little x-ray dealios on his tummy.
Do you think it was like earrings, necklaces, like the
big
gems?
Yeah, it was a little bit of everything there, Aaron. In fact, he had swallowed $769,000 worth of jewelry. It's actually just one pair of earrings.
But okay.
That's insane, though. Those have to be massive.
$769,000. So let me ask you this. If you're in the market for $769,000 earrings, hold on, they'll be right out. There's one.
You're looking for a diamond in the rough. Boy, have I got a deal for you.
Polishing a turd.
Boy, we got it all today, don't we? Those were all the stupid people we could find. Oh, a tennis bracelet. For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.